Wellness Podcast. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and I'm thrilled you've joined me. We're in Wellness Month at the moment, and we're talking about tips on how to think and eat yourself smart based on my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart, that's available at drleaf.com. And we also have the online version that goes with it, which is great to help you to transform your eating habits and get into that wellness state of mind. And that is called 63 Days to Think and Eat Yourself Smart. My approach is mind-based. I'm a mind expert, a mind specialist. So I look at eating in terms of the thinking component, and eating is 80% in the mind. So how your mind is functioning is going to prepare your body for digestion and influence the amount of nutrition you gain from your food. And it's also very important that you're not in a negative toxic state, because that affects digestion, food choices, etc., etc. Today, we're going to talk about sugar. Everyone likes sweet stuff, and it's okay to like sweet stuff, but we need to like the right sweet stuff. So when we talk about sugar, I just quickly want to remind you of a principle that I have mentioned many times throughout this book and in all my teachings. You would have heard me talk about the concept that we are wired for love, that we don't have any cells or anything, structures in our body that are designed for anything toxic, and that goes for food as well. So we see this wired for love design in our bodies, in our brains, in our minds, in the world that we live in, and in our food. So when we eat the wrong food, like the modern American diet, which is processed food-like products that aren't real food, then this actually goes against the wired for love design of food, and then it's antagonistic to our body, the wired for love design of our body. And you can see this so clearly with sugar. When sugar is distorted, it causes chaos in the brain. So let's talk a little bit about these things. It's actually quite interesting. When we go against the wired for love design of the brain, this does definitely cause confusion in food. This definitely causes confusion and chaos in our brain and body. When sugar is distorted, it becomes empty calories that have the actual effect of blocking fullness in the brain. So the emptiness of the calories and just what it does to the brain confuses our ability to determine if we're full or not, and then we overeat, etc. So, you know, you hear a lot about things like high fructose corn syrup, and high fructose corn syrup is a distorted version where sugar has been separated. You get the glucose and the fructose, and when sugar is like reduced to those elements and you take out the fructose, and in the laboratory you turn it into something called high fructose corn syrup, it's a very abnormal structure, and so it changes things inside of our brain. It disturbs our taste buds. It actually, our taste buds are designed to help us enjoy food. So we're designed to enjoy like honey and the sweetness and fruit and the sweetness in some vegetables and the saltiness and the fat taste. Our taste buds are there to help us enjoy those, but they become distorted when we eat the modern American diet, especially sugar. So any foods, the modern American diet with a high processed fat, sugar, salt, literally manipulates how palatable the food is. And it hijacks our reward system, which I've spoken about before. And it actually destroys our desire for real food. Joining me in the studio today is Jessica, my daughter, who runs a Whole Mind project. And this destruction of the desire for real food, Jessica, is something we really, really concerns you and I. We've had a lot of discussions about this and creating toxic addictions. We've had a podcast on toxic addictions and so on. So, you know, just talk a little bit about that.
I mean, obviously, Jess, as an organization, we believe that everyone has a right to healthy food that nourishes their mind and their body, that also nourishes their environment. And we also believe that everyone has the right to have the freedom to make those choices. And when it comes to the way that these sugars are being manipulated into getting us addicted quickly and also getting us to eat more and more and more, you know, you feel like a lot of your freedom and your empowerment is, I mean, your freedom's been taken away and you're not empowered to make healthy decisions. And you also, you know, many times a lot of these sugars especially are sourced from situations where the people that harvest the sugars, people that are responsible for producing them, are paid incredibly badly or not at all. I mean, there's still cases of slavery in terms of sugar plantations today in the 21st century. And many times, you know, it's like child labor situations. And so really, you know, a lot of times we want to, first of all, we have to make sure that all of our sugars are fair trade when we look for them. But also we want to try and, you know, avoid those fast food, those mad sugars. And because of the way that they manipulate our brain and our body and take away our freedom and our empowerment to make the right decisions and to have healthy lifestyles, because these sugars are very addicted. You get addicted very quickly, and they set you up for all sorts of lifestyle diseases, from type 2 diabetes to the potential for Alzheimer's even.
Oh, absolutely. Obesity, fatty liver disease, all of those kind of things. In fact, there's a scientific study that was done in 2001 where scientists actually discovered that we actually had this protein molecule, and this protein molecule detects sugar, and it's got this fancy name, and it gets very disturbed when we have large quantities of the wrong sugar. So it's there to help us enjoy the healthy sugars, like the raw honey and the sweetness.
Obviously, because you find sugars in all sorts of food. So sugar is not, like, once again, we don't want to go into this reductionist attitude where we think sugar's bad for us, period. We want to think about where we're getting our sugar, what the sugar came from, that idea of that holistic whole mind way of approaching it. And so we really want to think about what are our sources. So natural sugars found in, like, sustainable fruits and vegetables, and found in grains, and found in, like, honey, or found in dates, or found in coconut. You know, these are good sugars for you in a balanced diet. But the other sugars, like, for example, the high fructose corn syrup, this idea which just gets you to drink more and more, especially if you're having them in a soda without any food to go with it, you just get, suddenly your body is shocked with all the sugar. And so, you know, everything is, this can have so many effects. Like, doesn't it break the love affair between glucose and fructose?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, if we go into this love affair concept, let's talk a little bit of science about this. Before entering the bloodstream after digestion, when you've eaten something like, let's say, some raw organic honey, let's talk from the positive side first. Sugar will break down into glucose and fructose. Now, the healthy wired for love glucose in the honey or the fruit, the nice healthy organic fruit, will tell us when we're full, and is a main source of energy for the cells in the brain, and it reduces blood flow in the thalamus. So it does a whole balance thing to tell us that you get clarity of thought, and you get you've eaten enough. Now, the healthy wired for love fructose in the honey is going to, or the fruit or whatever, is going to activate insulin receptors in the pancreas, which we need in order to take to increase the blood flow in the thalamus and the hypothalamus, to increase thinking, to tell us that, you know, we're combining to make you hungry. Also, taking the insulin goes to the cells and carries the glucose to the cells to give the cells energy to do what it's supposed to do. So there's a great, almost like a love affair that's going on between glucose and fructose that will happen in the raw organic honeys and things. But when it's in the laboratory manufactured high fructose corn syrup, that causes
or the heavily refined sugars,
exactly.
Like the heavily refined cane sugar, or just your average syrup that you get at the store. You know, all of these are designed to upset that balance in your brain. So it actually affects your ability to make healthy decisions and think clearly. And so you're really being manipulated by your food and by the way this food is produced. And so really it comes down to a matter of empowerment.
Absolutely. You say that so often. It's so powerful, because empowerment is a mind decision. We bring empowerment and mind into the food decisions.
Exactly. And so that's what we're trying to do here, is we're not trying to tell you what to eat, but we're trying to empower you to make the right decisions
about eating.
To think about your eating.
So here's an interesting study, Jessica, that research shows that daily servings of sugary sweetened beverages, which are referred to as SSBs, given to children, can increase their risk of obesity and related issues like fatty liver disease, diabetes, by 60%.
Oh, and not only does it affect their bodies, but this affects their performance in school, obviously, because it affects their mental ability to think clearly, as we spoke about previously. And so we're feeding children, especially with school lunches, so much junk that, you know, children are just not getting the nutrition they need to develop their brain, to develop their cognitive skills. So we're really putting our children at risk and affecting their ability to think clearly and affecting their futures.
Absolutely. And they get labeled with diseases that they don't have. And, you know, there's a whole, you know, one of the things
exactly,
I did
like concentration. Suddenly
exactly.
You give a child too much sugar and they suddenly are labeled as ADHD, and then they have to carry that label with them through the rest of their life. They're given medication that can lead then to bipolar. And so really, I mean, this is a long-term problem. It's not just that, causes a multiple effect.
Food is such a big part of it. You know, when I ran my practice, which I had a clinical practice for 25 years, and every single client that came through my hands, we always looked at diet. It was always a part of their treatment plan. It was always looking at, you know, what are they eating, and reducing high fructose corn syrup, and eventually reducing it, you know, eliminating it from the diet. In fact, all the principles in my book, Think and Eat Yourself Smart, were the principles that grew out of what I trained my patients to do in therapy. So what we need also, you know, just a couple more facts. snacks is that literally just to show you what it's doing in your brain, high fructose corn syrup contains these free and unbound fructose molecules that are more easily absorbed by the body than table sugars, because they don't have to go through an extra metabolic step. So they can cause, now here's what that means, they can cause 7 times more damaged cells. So the free and unbound fructose molecules that are moving through your bloodstream that are more easily absorbed by the body can cause 7 times more damage to cells than glucose alone, because fructose binds to protein in a process called glycation 7 times faster. And when you have sugar binding to protein, and one of the functions of that is to protect the brain, but that glycation, when it is bad sugar, it forms like, honestly, the most simple way that I used to use to explain this to my patients is that it would form like these little chewing gum blobs in your brain that would affect your ability to process information. So speed of processing was dramatically affected. So learning would be dramatically impacted, and concentration, by having this glycation process happening in the brain. Now normal sugar, healthy sugar, organic sugar in your raw honeys and fruits and vegetables, for example, the sugar binds to protein under the direction of an enzyme. So it does it properly, forming glycoproteins that are actually essential to proper functioning of the body. So by the wrong sugar, you get the wrong thing happening. The right way that it binds the correct sugars causes the correct reaction in the body, and then you have specific good functionings happening. So, you know, this is a reality. What we do with our mind, what we put into our body, is going to change the structure of your brain and is going to impact on your behavior. And this is not something that we can avoid. I mean, this is something that we can choose to avoid. So, like, for example, when you eat modern American diet, the sugars and the blood sugars will increase significantly. And then you've got this whole, you have these things forming in your brain called advanced glycation end products, which are AGEs, which are terrible. Terrible for your brain, terrible for your skin, terrible for your functioning, your concentration. Fortunately, Jessica, this is scary news. You kind of think, oh my gosh, what hope is there for me? But fortunately, because we are constantly able to change our brain by our diet, we can transform our bodies.
Yes. So it's never too late to heal. The body has an incredible ability to heal. And so we really can avoid a lot of the problems by cutting these products out of our diet, by thinking and also eating healthily. So really, a lot of the tips that we've provided within these past podcasts for Wellness Month, and also in Think and Eat Yourself Smart and the online program, they can really help you rewire your brain and rewire your body and change your life.
So what we're doing is, when we eat real food, we are actually enabling our brain, our body, our kidneys, our intestines, our antioxidant systems. We're enabling everything to work properly. And the way that our brain and body are designed, specifically our brain, it's neuroplastic. So as you change your mind, you change your brain. As you change your eating habits, you change your brain and your body. So you're changing the environment. We call this epigenetics. You're literally changing the environment of your brain and body. You're influencing your children, the people around you. So this is not just about you. This is about the people you're in relationship with. It's also future generations, because there's a lot of research showing that the way that our body's functioning is very influenced on the maternal and paternal side, going back multiple generations. So the way your great 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 grandfather and grandmother ate has a huge impact on how you're functioning today. Now, before you think that that's a death sentence, it's not, because if you're aware, you may not be aware of all your past history, but if you are aware that with your mind you can change your brain, your eating habits, 63 days to think and eat yourself smart, you can change your body, the environment of your brain and body, and your own lifestyle and those of your loved ones, and that way you can have a positive impact on future generations and on the land, which is also for future generations. So there's so much that you can do when you think and eat yourself smart. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to sharing more on wellness in the next podcast.